Well, hello, Bumper Podcast. It's me, Natty Bumper Car, and this is the 98th episode of the Bumper Podcast. And what is it about? I'm not even sure yet. I was going to say I'm not even sure about. Shoot. Here's the thing. We got some reviews. Some people came to the Bumper Podcast, probably because Irving Brown Socks, our media director, sent out desperate letters of, will you please review the Bumper Podcast? Because it's his job. And seriously, he hasn't done much for his job, for his food, for his housing, ever. He's a dog, though. So he does what dogs are supposed to do. He naps, and he goes on walks, and he eats, and he walks into and bothers Baby Bumper Car. And that's what he does. Anyway, back to these reviews. So I'm trying to make more sense. People are like, I don't even know what a Natty Bumper Car is. That's easy. I'm a Natty Bumper Car. There. Question answered. Natty Bumper Car, who are you? That's easy too. I'm the king of the elephants. I'm the artful otter. I'm the doer of things and the maker of stuff. Who's the Bumper Podcast for? Another easy question. It's for you. You're listening. I hope you're listening. Wait, what are you doing? Are you lining your birdcage with the Bumper Podcasts? Because sometimes when you make words plural, you know, you put an S on the end of them, it gets a little bit dicey. It's like, hey, I was listening to the Bumper Podcast the other day. It's like, do you listen to multiple Bumper Podcasts? See, now I'm self-conscious about it. I can't even say it. Casts. I don't like that. Anyway. Is it for kids? Sure. Is it for adults? Of course. Is it for everybody in between? I would assume so. But I'm not positive. Is it a comedy podcast? Certainly not today. It's not. Is it a children's show? I think we just said that. I don't know. But you know what? Oh, man. Oh, Mary. Oh, jeepers and hosevats. You know what I'm saying? I'm off course today. I'm out of sorts. Here's what I'm like. I'm like a fruitcake inside of your stocking, if you get a stocking, in the holidays. That's what I feel like today. And you know what happens to fruitcakes that are left in stockings on holidays? Well, around headquarters, I'll tell you exactly what happens to them, because it happens every single year. They get forgotten.